Middle Tennessee and East Tennessee, yeah. Do you know?
Yeah, well, it's, yeah, I know where it is. That's just beyond over there around Fentress County and just...
Well, now, would you happen to
Cumberland.
Know what county Mount Pleasant's in?
Now, Mount Pleasant, I haven't come across Mount Pleasant.
Well, there's a man come here and he wanted to say he bought some land over here, and there's a man...
Oh, the Mount Pleasant, Michigan.
No, it's in Tennessee.
Oh, I know, I know Mount Pleasant.
It's a, how about it's in Middle Tennessee? He's supposed to come back the 1st of July and want to put him a trailer down here. And if I'd let him, told him he could set it down there. He's bought some land. He's kind of even dealt. He bought some land right across that mountain. And he never come back. I don't know what happened to him.
What do you call that? In, we talked about the freezing when the like a pond freezes over. What do you call the that when the ice is just very thin?
Well, you just call it thin ice. You'd have to stay off of it, but if it gets thick enough, people would get in there and skate.
Do you ever call it mush?
It.
Mush ice, or?
Yeah, mush ice is ice that's not frozen.
Now, when it gets good and hard, you say the lake is all
froze over.
All right. Now, these are just things for pronunciation. This has not. This is not a test. But would you just count for me up to 14?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. How'd that get you?
Okay, and then the number after 19?
Could be 20.
And after 26?
27.
And after 29?
30.
After 39?
40.
After 69?
50.
Yeah, after, and then 69,
70.
And then after 999,999 is a mil. Would be a mil.
A what?
A million. Not a hundred or a thousand, but a...
Million, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's getting too many, too hot.
All right. Now, would you name the months of the year?
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
All right. And the days of the week?
I don't know which would be first, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
All right. Do you ever use the term Sabbath?
Yeah.
For what does that do?
Well, Sabbath, Sunday, Sabbath day, Sunday, that's okay. What the Bible mentions, you know.
What time of day would you call this?
Well, at 12 o'clock, it'd be noon.
All right. What would it be after that?
Evening.
All right. And what? How would you greet a person, say, about 10 a.m.? Like when I got here, you might say good.
Well, I don't know now just what you mean there. You just all is understood, you know. You talk about your meals. Used to, we'd call it morning is breakfast,
all right.
12 o'clock is dinner, 6 o'clock is supper. Now then, it's something else. It's lunch.
All right.
Dinner's of the night.
Sure. But I mean, how would you say, you know, how you might see a friend at, quite early in the day and you'd say good?
Well, and all that right here, there, possible I have an appointment with you, and say you should be here this morning at 8:30, and be here at 8:30, or 9:30, or 10:30, or whatnot.
And what do you
well,
call?
On up before 12 o'clock, it's a.m., and then after that, it'd be p.m., and after 6 again, I reckon it'd be p.m., I don't know, the night.
Sure. And then what, you'd say the time when the sun first appears, you call that?
Sun up.
And when it disappears?
Sundown.
All right, and say, I saw the sun
rising.
And yesterday, I saw it. Yeah, what you might say at 6 a.m. the sun
is up.
Or
up.
Yeah. Or
up,
the sun.
They say sun up, you know.
Okay. And if Saturday is today, Friday was.
Yesterday.
And Sunday will be?
Tomorrow.
Alright, if someone wasn't coming tomorrow, that's, tomorrow would be next Sunday. How about if someone were coming the following Sunday?
That'd be Sunday week.
Okay. And if you wanted to know the time, you might ask somebody.
Somebody had a watch or something.
And what might you say to them?
Huh?
What might you say to them?
Say if you got the time.